You got fired.
Oh, look, yeah. Your panel explodes, but you only take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
So I think your resistance covers it.
What's my resistance?
Five.
Oh, okay.
Sarah, your panel explodes too.
No.
You take 7.
Ow.
So you probably took a couple.
Did blast?
Did I get off the, anyway? Lots of panels explode.
Did I get off the counter shot?
He says no. The second it came off. Oh, good.
Well, it already hit you.
Are we over the focal point? Are we directly over the focal point?
Yeah, pretty much.
Would you like me to take over a tactical control, sir? I can pull
the like emergency lights go
it
on.
Went directly through our shield.
Yes.
Well, the medevac.
The emergency lights go on. You see that like warp drives offline. Drives offline. Everything but battery.
You got maneuvering thrusters though.
Practically no maneuvering thrusters.
We have no power, but emergency.
Everything. Well, environmental is on emergency. Everything else is on emergency.
I jump on.
The bar is closed.
Panel taken out. The bar is closed.
Oh my god, there's gonna be a riot.
I take control of the. What was he doing? The helm, right? I take quick helm and try to use what maneuvering capabilities are left to get us out of the over the focal point of the.
Which basically, here's what you got: 1 point of power.
I got 1 point of power. Power.
Yeah.
Get us out of the focal point.
Well, unfortunately, that's being used for the shield.
Oh shit! That's right. We're going down. I'll
try to fix it.
Right now.
Fix it.
Repair.
Repair. I'll get on the repairs right away.
Okay.
I'm
still conscious, by the way.
your panel's taken out.
That's true.
That's why I was going to do it real quick, but since we have to repair something first, I'm not going to do it.
Who's got a pointless panel in this area?
There are extra stations in the map, and stuff. Some of them are okay.
I go run to the extra stations and yell whoever's there to get the hell out of the way.
Okay.
I want
to
do it.
And I'll aim again, even though I have no power to shoot. I still aim, just in case.
Comes back on.
I want to do a sensor scan to pinpoint energy sources down on the.
Okay, you can do this. It'll be very. It'll be harder.
Huh?
Your
because there's very little power.
How hard?
Possibly.
We got any shuttle pilots?
-2 to your result.
I can't pilot.
Yeah.
You both. What's my target?
I can pilot a shuttle too,
but you're the one.
This close.
Take
7.
Minute with you and get in the shuttle. And roll
-2. So effectively,
keep us from.
Okay. So with a 7,
I can run a security detail down there. All
right.
Through a lot of static, you get 2 things. One, there's.
I want first to shuttle out there and get the hell out of the.
There's a.
Could have just been a broadcast.
Some sort of power source. Like, way deep in flight. Well, not way deep. Several kilometers. Now.
Oh, you know I don't have shells.
Seems to be, you know, some sort of reactor. There's also you also detect like a crevice, like you know, like a chasm that goes down about the run that area.
With me, and
that you might be able to flash
out. Any red if you want.
Sir, I'm detecting a power source down a crevice on the planet. We could probably get a shuttle in. Godar did Beanar did update the shuttle's metaphasic shield.
Yeah, I know.
I'm putting it up on the main display, sir.
Can I take Shannon's ticket?
Yeah, sensors we could do it. And I can handle his sensors. I can take it down. So we'll stay here dead while you. Oh, are we in a. Is our orbit.
The orbit is decaying. Without the thrusters, yeah.
I'm transmitting the crevice information over to the shuttle.
Alright, so. You and a detail go take sensor boy and you pilot.
Okay. I get I have 2 red shirts. Grab me an extra gun and they say.
Type what? What type?
2.
Not 3.
Oh shit! Yeah, there was 2.
Love the type 3. Man. You got that?
They're already questioning my overzealousness. the video will clearly show right now as I get blown away from my console. Me hitting the button.
My renown is about to go up again. I get a -2 openness after mine.
Did he really react with fire?
That's weird. Shanahan brought this up.
Yeah.
If there's a civilization down there, this will be a first contact.
It's true.
Great.
And the Prime Directive could apply.
And
if they are not a warp capable. If they are not a warp ship capable of society.
And even if they are, the Prime Directive
well,
still
you don't,
apply.
You know the rule better than anybody.
It's
usually.
A far way that no one really understands.
Yes, sir.
Right.
They just blew through our damn shield.
When the first shot takes you out, it's miserable.
What can we do to provoke it in the first place? Be there?
Yeah. Well, we're directly over... And they could have just broadcast it when you get a chance to analyze it. It could just been the same sequence again.
And are we in geosynchronous orbit?
Apparently.
But our orbits
are not in geosynchronous.
Yep. If we're decaying...
That was a technology...
We were in geosynchronous, and we're decaying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we soon won't be in
geosynchronous. Well, inside we were directly over the focal point. So we wouldn't have been there unless it was.
Yeah, we were so
now we're
decaying.
We definitely would.
No, I rolled an outrageously good orbit insertion roll.
Yeah, that's true. You put a front top of the focal point.
So we hopefully he'll get that.
Broadcast.
Well, the thing is, there are no orbits in Star Trek. But they do not immediately begin decay.
you're
right.
Wu or Shannon, either you have psychology. Okay.
Psychology. I mean, like, anytime the engines get out. We're
about
1 hour from crash test. If only we can solve all our impossible to solve problems in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
They ought to make it so when you're orbit, you're going a little bit too fast, so if your power kicks off, you go hurtling into space slowly.
Wu's gonna
analyze
that.
They call that the Dean or Pertham security.
Yeah, it's medical science. Medical science psychology, if anybody has.
Really? You can't do sensors at all?
What
if we get hit by the blast?
Okay.
Is there any way to analyze that using power what hit us already?
It is some sort of warp carrier with.
Like the other one?
It's a giant communication signal.
Yeah, with.
We just picked up.
So it has the prime numbers in it.
It has the prime numbers in it again. So it could just be broadcasting the only half of the
outcome. We're being attacked by prime numbers.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Prime.
3, 5.
Alright, so who's going down on the shuttle? Or are you going to take a shuttle?
It's picked two men.
Me,
Holton, and
Holton picked two security officers.
Yeah,
me pick, and Shannon, and two Richard.
Who is? What do you think? How are you equipped?
I'll have the security guys while we're getting down there. Grab environmental suits.
Okay.
We can put them on in the shuttle. Let's see, a medical tricorder. There's a science tricorder. There's an engineering tricorder, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, one of each of the types of tricorder.
You could get the fancy tri-tri-quarters, which do all three.
Really?
No.
The 9-quarters?
The only way they're different is pretty much the interface.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you have the program.
You can modify any of them for anything.
Two little guns, and one of those things that gets rid of abrasions. It pisses me off that I never had one of those.
Just when you got bought, you could go.
So, you guys are armed
with phaser 1, 2? I had the security bring 3 phaser 2s.
Okay.
And had the other people have phaser 1.
Okay.
So
you need
one.
To change your tape. How would you ever use phaser 1?
Oh, yeah.
In case there's a civilization down there, we
have our tape.
Yeah,
but it's a big pistol or a rifle or something.
The pistol, the
1
and
2
look identical.
No.
No.
Ratio.
Really?
Okay,
what's
one of
the pistol ones like a
lift? Pistol 1 is like a remote?
Yeah.
Are they really? Oh, I didn't know that was a type 1.
This is a type 1. This is a type 2. Oh, this is a type 3.
that little thing that Wesley set up to fire at the shield.
Like a photon grenade launcher or something. What?
I never realized it was a type 1, so those little mouse-looking things.
Well, they're not really mouse-looking things anymore.
Well, they're like remote. What would you call them?
Yeah,
it's actually fairly big.
Pretty large.
It's like a big remote control.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like a remote control. when, you know, it's evil looking.
The thing that Billy has is a remote. What's that?
Two.
That's one.
Yeah, it's a type one. That's if it looks like a gun, it's type two.
Why can I have the science strike first, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the command of the mission?
Oh, damn. Holden, I guess.
And what are the orders?
Search and destroy. Looks like the power source is coming from this crevice here. We could probably get down there and take it out.
Okay. You can do a limit threat within the params of the prime directive.
That's very nice.
It gives me all the leeway I need.
We will, of course, have to scan for people before destroying it, because if there's a civilization there, we're supposed to let our ship crash, I believe.
I'm a Vulcan.
I practiced the old pretend to sneeze while you fire. My culture perfected eons ago.
Okay. To make a shuttlecraft quality. Vehicle operation shuttlecraft to try to get down the crevice.
Perception. Crash and kill everyone. Crash and kill everyone.
Plus perception.
So let's fix the ship.
Okay.
I'm fixing the ship.
Buggy. Seven.
I bet you're
Seven.
Glad he didn't waste his
okay.
3 points.
So you take her down.
I got 4 points. I can do it. I can do what you can do.
And land.
He's got 3 points.
Like.
I got a lot of
them. Well, actually, when you get down there, there's some kind of bay doors.
Well, what do you use?
And they open automatically as they approach.
Appears to be naturally occurring third.
and then the inside the room looks some kind of hinder ring and kind of lights up.
The ship works.
Yeah, clearly civilization. Sure, we should do a scan for living people before we approach any closer.
That under supports it.
Otherwise, we have a chance violating the prime directive.
I thought the prime directive we just weren't allowed to give them technology and kill them.
That's interesting.
But we can meet them.
No.
Normally we can.
Normally you can meet.
Don't you go down and then bicker about? No, we can't give them our, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you have to look like this.
You have to like put on a hat. You have to put on the hat so you have reasonable liability that you're doing it.
Look like.
I thought we just weren't allowed to give them laser toilets and things like that.
We're not supposed to let them know we're here until they get up to the point where they can face her. And we can go down there in disguise. I think. Is this right, Kevin? I could pick her off.
Can you go down?
Yes. Unfortunately,
we're going down.
But you have that little thingy now. You can make, you know, anything you need on the forehead. That's all you need. It'll blend into any culture.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless they're not. We go down to the crevice, and there's a hangar there, and the door just opens. Somebody knows we're here.
Because I don't know how to make it to the lights over here.
Okay. Could be one of those pressure things.
We could also scan for warp drives.
What is
sending
orders
to security? Technology.
Call your lead.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
First. Don't violate the prime directive.
Shoot first. Ask questions later.
You know, don't shoot anybody unless you get orders.
Okay.
Unless one of our party gets taken out.
Taken out. And I do want to scan for life forms and scan for technology.
Can you go in, Turtlebeck?
Not yet.
Okay. I want to do a scan for life forms and also a scan for warp technology.
I'm
picturing this.
I'm
going to
be learning about ambient environment.
What's my target, Kev?
Go ahead and make a sense roll. Seven again.
I got a knife.
You were scanning for life forms and what else?
For warp technology.
Warp technology.
I got an 11 for what I'm looking
for. You don't detect any warp reactors or anything like that?
Can we make our shuttle invisible like they did?
You do detect.
Not without completely breaking
some amount of life.
Yes,
we can.
Can
they elevate
the
light or just low light?
Sticking a screwdriver in the slot.
Why are
they
shooting off fireworks?
Hundreds of, you know, things. So, lots of animals, people, whatever.
Able to detect hundreds of white farms, don't have air qualification on it, no warp technology.
There's a lot of interference. Well, as usual, but this is from the star.
There's considerable interference from the sun's corona.
Okay.
You might have a better shot if you go into the shuttle bay.
We might have better reception inside of the shuttle bay, but I should warn right now we're in high possibility of prime directive violation.
And what do you roll?
I rolled an 11.
And you were looking for?
Ambient.
Ambient.
Ambient conditions.
Ambient conditions. The shuttle bay itself is airless.
Okay.
Past the shuttle bay are tunnels, which seem to be standard oxygen nitrogen mix that every race needs to be.
Temperature?
Temperature is a little on the cool side. But, well, it's cold for you, but in a cold for a human. But not like
good food. Refrigeration.
Good, because your blood boils, man. You can control.
Thank you. All right.
That's it.
I'll get the shuttle inside now.
Okay. The roll. Alright. And so you actually land or hover or?
I will actually land.
Okay. So when you land, the doors start closing. Eventually they close. And the sphere is pumped into the hangar.
Okay.
So after a couple minutes.
Seems to be a standard oxygen nitrogen
recovery
announcement.
Well, what were you trying to fix, the engines, or what?
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide.
Impulse warp.
Let's get impulse first.
Let's go impulse?
Rip the corona off of what's on the lead.
Okay. Propulsion engineering impulse.
Intellect,
sorry.
You the man.
Okay.
You the man.
15.
Wow. You've only been doing this for like half an hour, but you get enough to stabilize the orbit, enough power to stabilize the orbit. All
right. And I'll bring us into an orbit that's anywhere that goes anywhere but over the focal point, unless.
Okay. So you move it over.
I don't care where we go as long as we don't go for that damn thing. Yet.
Okay. Meanwhile, the guys back in the shuttle. Atmosphere. You're in there. Lights. There's a airlock.
Would you like me to do a new scan now, sir?
Oh, yes, I would.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There is...
Maybe he would. He wouldn't.
Maybe.
Well, I have there's less interference now.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll.
Eight.
With an eight... You get, there's nobody in the nearby tunnel. They seem to be concentrated farther, you know, half a kilometer. There are thousands of life forms.
There are now detecting thousands of life forms.
Interesting.
From here, you can probably tell they're humanoid.
They seem humanoid.
What's up? I can't hear you. Well, you didn't find anyone there. We're going to have to blow up.
Would suggest
you
leaving at once and sending in a first contact team, sir.
That's ridiculous.
Meanwhile,
we are a first contact team, he says.
Meanwhile, Commander Jolio calls you.
He does.
Lieutenant Calhoun.
I'm looking forward to reporting to Eric, who is outside there.
Is he calling me on a communicator?
No.
He just called me in the office.
Interviewing, I think.
I'm busy right now. As soon as the red alert's over, I'll be happy to be interviewed.
Oh, God.
I'm the only other
one. Yes. your life was in a grave danger only moments ago.
All right. I'll go take a look.
OK. Come on, mobile.
No, he comes up to the bridge.
Yeah.
What do you tell him?
What do I tell him about what's going on?
Yeah.
Is there any reason why I shouldn't tell him? I mean, security-wise. He's intelligent, obviously, but there's no reason why not to.
I don't think so.
We've modified our shields to use metaphasic technology so we can enter the corona of this red giant in order to go to orbit around a planet that made a transmission, as far as we can tell, previously with a non-natural element.
I could hear, but that doesn't.
Once we were in geosynchronous orbit over the transmitter, we were struck by the same communication that it does before, but it knocked out all the systems.
So thousands of life forms.
We'll come down and
show you. You were in commander of the
system?
Yeah. Let's wait in the shuttle for a little bit, see if they come up to us.
Is the orbit stabilized?
Stabilized.
And the shuttles are operating?
Maybe I should make a roll. Most of them. No, I mean, we've got.
Shields are operating.
Shields are operating?
Yeah.
Well, only the metaphysics
and
shields. Once we get tactical and what else are we missing? Tactical and warp up, I'll be happy to help. Let's communicate with you.
Everything seems to be stable, though.
I don't know about tactical.
Everything seems to be stable, though. Is there anything else for you to do here?
Absolutely.
Okay. I see.
I'd appreciate if you'd leave the bridge now. You're going to be antagonistic. Okay.
I'm
sorry to feel that way.
Always good.
Is he leaving now?
He leaves.
Okay, good.
Kev. I want to make a Starfleet regs roll for what the proper precautions would be for the Prime Directive at this point. Let's go with it.
I have to wear a hat and do this so that I can feel the seed in my forehead.
Intellect. Starfleet regs, intellect, is it logic, or perception?
Make up a history about your head getting stuck in a blender.
Really? Yeah, logic is close remembering things.
Six.
Cool.
It had to have me go last.
Four.
For the same roll.
You trying to find out what the proper procedure is on first contact?
Just any precautions we should be taking. I get a 7.
You have to be careful not to introduce any new technology. Or any new knowledge.
In terms of
you know, the outside world.
What's the multi-Romulans, by the way?
Yeah.
So if they don't have, for some reason they don't have phaser technology, don't show your phaser. They don't have tricorder technology, you shouldn't be showing your tricorder. If they don't seem to have any concept of...
No napkin. They
don't wear pants.
You know, a lot of things can be explained by, you know.
We're from another continent.
Yeah, this gets a little harder in this case, but
usually the continent.
Actually, it's not too much difficult because obviously they have a hangar bay that obviously expects ships to land.
True.
And so what if it's a different design of ship? They can't tell anything beyond that.
Seems possible they might be Romulan. Would you like me to try and do a specific scan for Romulan DNA?
Yes.
What? A specific scan for Romulan DNA.
What?
Exploding within the shuttlecraft, please.
Yeah, exploding within the shuttlecraft.
Five.
I get an 8.
You were pushing the fact that you were Romulan.
No, they don't seem to be Romulan.
Do I get a definite negative? Or do I just get
90% negative.
90%?
Yeah. 90% negative, sir. Okay. No more than 1 in 10 of them are wrong. All right. How long have we been sitting here waiting?
10 minutes.
Okay.
What was the answer?
We'll wait here for 20 minutes.
No, I mean, okay. So we have to wear hats.
You can't shoot them.
We can't introduce technology or knowledge. And that could be like knowledge of technology, so they don't show any technologies they might not have.
Well,
they clearly have space-faring technology, though they don't necessarily have warp drive. Hmm. That's from the fact that they have a shuttle bay.
Okay, so 20 minutes later, nobody's still showed up.
Okay.
Go out.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't it a warp signal that we got?
Yeah,
it was. It was a warp carrier wave.
A warp drive, though, which I had not.
Warp carrier wave.
Is that more or less advanced than a warp
less advanced
drive?
Okay. They can broadcast. They can broadcast.
It's not much less advanced, but it's a little less.
Yeah. They could be, you know, decades off.
Damn them.
But not hundreds of years.
Except for...
Okay. Well, geez, we should carry some projectile guns.
No.
Well, we don't have any. It's a moot point. But in general,
the only way we could possibly do that is somehow stabilize things from a holiday.
In the history of the Federation, where phasers are the warp carrier introduced first.
Yeah, good question.
If I recall, the warp carrier was early 20th century.
In the movie.
As is tradition. You have to have at least one half of it turning around the fucking chair.
Wait, so does that mean that phasers are higher tech than what we know they have?
Is that correct, Kevin, as far as we know? Phasers were introduced later than warp drive?
That's why you have to use phaser ones which are easily concealable.
Detecting the level of technology of the civilization is difficult.
It is difficult.
There's no guarantee.
Phasers came after warp for humans.
There's no guarantee that X will be the Y or Y will be the X.
Well, in some cases there are, but clearly not in the case
of the Federation. So clearly the only thing the Federation has in mind is do they have warp or not.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if they have, you know...
Some people come up with the Ritling first.
It only matters for the technology we should
be able to. Let's say a civilization had transporters but not warp.
As long as they weren't warp transporters.
Meteor racing, trying to
warp first. Okay.
Maybe
so, what are we doing?
Get out.
Okay. I'm going to. Can either of these two security guys drive a shuttle?
Specify your medical problem and tolerance.
What? Should I write down medical problems? Did I suggest it?
Well, it's not cross now.
Can either of these two security jokers drive a shuttle?
No.
I told the shuttle's computer to walk down. And
well, let's leave one in there.
Are we the shuttle leasing?
The original idea behind it was that you could take drugs.
Which room is this?
Otherwise,
you did have one person in the case.
So going 10-4,
24. I said it would be good to have one person back where
I read the late medical problem that's the word.
Whatever. See if the shuttle's being carried into.
It's just like. Lowish your one's your attribute.
Well, Kevin,
you
also
going to
do
a lot of that.
You can have that
one. Kevin.
Okay.
Is the shuttle the one I use? Is it messy?
The one you use.
So we should...
It's cleaned out.
So we should probably have a very small phaser.
You mailed to
him.
Female looking for
Okay. Carry your director if I have you. Sure.
Female looking for what?
Yeah.
That feel really sucks for them.
Only use them once. Yeah.
You're ready.
This is why we keep seeing them being married to humans, I guess.
Shannon.
Yes, sir.
Take the tricorder with you, but only use it when we're in private.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, actually,
I'll be happy to carry it around in this cardboard box, sir.
It looks like a cardboard box. Never mind.
A box.
one of the security guards doesn't have a spare gun.
I'd be happy to give him my credit type points.
Do you have to wear a hat to cover your ears?
No, they'll just think that he has rice picker technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, he's stuck in the rice picker, the other one?
Yeah.
That was a blunder.
Alright, so who's going out?
We are.
Including security guys?
Huh?
Including security guys?
Bring at least one. So in case someone dies.
We bring the security guards too. We'll have the shuttle's computer tell us if the shuttle's attempting to be opened or moved.
Okay.
and I told the shovel to lock down and not let anyone in besides us.
Oh, my kit.
Alright, so you go outside?
Yep.
The air is pretty stale.
Stale.
Yeah, one of us should go out with the environment suit first and see.
I considered the possibility that this is Star Trek.
Yeah. Okay. There's some things
we can just check with the ships or the shuttles.
Already did sensors.
Okay.
Like there's oxygen.
Okay, great. Wander out blindly.
Okay. So you step out. The air is a bit stale.
We didn't discover these one piece outfits until the 23rd century.
Actually, the air is very stale.
It's
breathable, but it just smells really
canned air.
Yeah, with canned air. Mm-hmm. It's recycled a whole lot.
I rather
suspect they might have been recycling it for 1,000 years.
This seems like a likely assumption.
We'll have to introduce plants.
That may be a bit much. They may
They recoil in horror.
Introduction to hydroponics is not.
Hold on, you don't have fun.
That was a start.
They're eating a lot of albino blank fish.
Never mind, carry on.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Do it around now.
Yeah,
kitty.
So you, what do you
do? You're going in?
Is there any, like, obvious opening? Or
there is an airlock.
There's an airlock. We walk through the airlock.
Okay. Cycle through. Opens up. Tunnel. It's rough-hewn tunnels.
Do I see any obvious sensor cameras or video cameras or windows or mirrors or anything?
The only thing you notice on the walls have these, it's unfinished wall, and there's lots of these quartz crystal things.
Okay.
And some of them glow a bit, giving you light in the tunnel.
Okay.
Kind of irregularly.
Oh, we're introducing him to sentient pig.
That'd be bad. That's
a good
point.
Yeah,
not a
figure.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I think he's
good. Alright, so anything in particular? You start wondering? Going towards the center.
I assume that I can offer an approximation of where I detected the life forms when I did the scans from the shuttle.
Yeah, sort of this direction.
This direction about this distance, sir.
Yeah. So you start heading that way?
Yes.
Okay. So you head down the tunnels a bit. Who's going first?
What's your
marching order, boy?
Me.
Okay, you, and then, Sarah?
Yeah.
Then, like, a security, him, another security?
Sure.
Okay.
This is Star Trek. You all split up immediately and start searching around.
Actually, why don't me and a red shirt will go first.
Okay.
And then one red shirt back.
Okay.
No dark.
So you walk around. Pretty much the only lighting is the glowing crystals. And it's kind of dim. As you branches off here and there, doesn't seem to be all that orderly. And eventually you round the corner, and you see some sort of robot. The corridor's wide enough for two people. So it's a big robot.
The heck is that?
Coming along the tunnel. It seems to be sleeping before.
How big is this robot? Does it completely block the corridor, or
the sweepers go the length of the corridor. The robot itself doesn't, so you could get around and step over the sweeper.
What sort of technology does that appear to be?
It doesn't sense our presence.
Systems engineering role? If anybody has robotics?
I have
specialization?
Systems engineering.
Or otherwise just system engineering?
Intelligence?
I don't really get really
it's an intellect role?
Intellect, what? Logic? Perception?
Intellect perception.
Can you add the plus two here to the number of dice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got five.
So how long can we run?
Everybody
feels okay with that?
Okay.
I think I'm gonna go fairly soon. So I need to do work.
Uh-oh.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Well,
other people. After all, it's hard to interview.
Well,
probably stopping about 5 minutes.
Oh,
what time is it?
Yeah,
it's
almost
10. 2, 11.
The robot to you, you don't actually get really close, but it looks way 50 years before, you know, current. It's very primitive, you know, compared to current Federation robotics going.
Well, 50 years ago? That's not too
terrible. Yeah, probably too far enough. More than 100.
Okay.
So.
That was back in James Tiberius Kirk's time.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of robot.
Oh, wow. All right, so this is a robot from, like, well, in Starfleet, this was post-war, I think.
Like, you know, Robbie the Robot type of.
Well, but that was pre-robot, pre-war. This is 100 years ago, so this is like Kirk times, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for us, it was post-war, but then maybe it wasn't.
Kirk time.
Well,
Kirk, I think it largely depends upon what technology they need
like
to
time.
Develop to survive within the corona of the star.
Cheap robot technology, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Cheap robot and something really good, the better for its inflation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll step around the robot.
Okay. So as you step around the front robot,
the red shirt gets killed, we move on.
You hear voices come down the corridor.
Okay.
First contact, sir.
Yes. Are we around the robot?
Are you what?
Are we around the robot, all of us?
Yes. Okay. You get around the robot, and then coming around the corner are five people.
Okay.
Well, you know, humanoids.
Okay.
Obviously alien with, like, weird facial ridges.
Obviously.
And none of them seem to be armed.
Okay.
Some of them have, you know, some kind of tools and stuff, like mining type tools. So you could call that arm, like a little pickaxe thing. And so, you know, they see you, and, you know, they start talking to each other quickly, you know, pointing at you.
Universal
translator is, you know, kicking in, saying something like, you know,
my cellular plan,
you know,
pig,
alien,
rock, horse,
yeah, something like that. It's getting some words. It actually, while they're talking, it acclimates itself. So they're saying, you know, obviously some kind of alien. We gotta be careful.
You must kill
them
all.
You know,
they are dangerous.
You know, aliens are dangerous. We gotta be careful that they don't actually kill us all. and the leader seems to be saying, the leader, you know, in a female voice. You know that. You know, obviously, you know, they've come here to help us investigating. You know, so
that's a great thing.
You know, they don't seem to be.
About Star Trek, breasts are universally identified female.
Yeah, they don't seem to be. They haven't drawn their weapons yet, obviously. So you know, we should talk to them. So eventually, she convinces them, and she walks up to you.
How?
Says, greetings, aliens. I am Trust, assistant engineer. Welcome to Refuge.
I threw up this place.
Greetings.
They're great colleagues.
Greetings. And that should be enough for this episode. So, I guess we'll do this 2 weeks from now.
How many points do we get?
Points.
1,000.
You got.